KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Amen. Giving all praises to the Holy Father which is in heaven, and to his darling Son Jesus who died out on Mount Calvary, so that we all may have a right to the tree of life. And to that blessed Holy Spirit which abides in us and comforts us and teaches us in all manner spiritually. O Heavenly Father, here it is once more and again, that thou handmaid servant has come before thee, O Lord, to give you the praise, to give you the honor, and to give you the glory. Father God, we thank you for our last night's slumber. And we thank you for touching us with the button of nature. Open up our eyes so that we can behold this beautiful day that you have made. Oh, Father God, we come praying that you just continue to have mercy upon us. Oh, Father God, we realize that we may not be all that we should be or be doing all that we should be doing. But we come to you just as we are. For in your word it said that if your people which are called by your name will just humble themselves when they pray, seek your face, turn from their wicked ways, you will hear from heaven and come forth and heal the land. Oh, Heavenly Father, we praying for healing throughout the land today. For you know the state and the condition that it's in. And only you, Father, can make it better. Oh, Father God, we come putting our trust in you. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we just want to give you glory, give you honor, and give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God Almighty, praise God Almighty, praise God Almighty. This morning, I would like to start off with a scenario. You know, for instance, when you go out to eat, it's kind of like a moment you don't have to worry about what you're going to have to cook. How you going to season the food, what you're going to cook, or anything of that nature. And then also, you don't have to worry about going to get anything, a fork, a napkin, a glass of water, or something to drink, because they have a waiter there to cater to your every need. What I'm trying to say is that sometimes we worry about things just a little bit too much. Another scenario, a young lady, she had an accident in her vehicle. Now, she had insurance, and she feels that her vehicle was total loss. But the insurance that she, the amount of money she would have got for her vehicle was not enough money for her to purchase another vehicle. So here it is, she was stressed out again. And she's worrying about how she was gonna get transportation, get to and fro, because she realized the need that she had for her car. Now, just to paraphrase it, the scripture teaches us that the birds of the air need not worry about what they're going to eat. For all they do is just fly and chirp and sing songs. But God provides for them. So the question that I have to ask right now is, why people forget that God will make a way out of no way? You see, my brothers and sisters, you'll find so many people in life will claim that they have a relationship with God. They will claim that they depend upon the Lord and they have faith in God. But when it all boils down to it, a situation happened, then here it is, they worrying about this and they worrying about that. You see, I'm often reminded of the story of Job. A lot of people would say Job had it going on. Job was a wealthy man. He owned a lot of stuff. He had a healthy family. But then something happened and he lost everything that he had. But he still did not stop calling on the name of the Lord. And it was things got so bad for him because he became a sickly man. His wife came to him and said, "Why do you still call on the name of your God?" You hear how she said that? Your God, not our God, your God. Can't you see that he has forsaken you? But Job paid her no mind. You see, my brothers and sisters, what I'm saying is, let the noise of the world be shut down in your life and pay it no mind. Just continue to call upon the name of the Lord. Proverbs 18 and 10 say, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower." You hear I said that? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. All I got to do is just keep calling upon him, and he will make a way. How many of you know today, without the shadow of a doubt, that God is a provider, that he will provide you with anything and everything that you need? Sometimes we go through life, and we go through things in life because God wants to know, who are we going to turn to? Are we really truly going to let go and let God? Are we really truly going to turn our will and our life over to the care of God as we understand him? You see, my brothers and sisters, we should be able to fly like an eagle. Remember, it said, "Those that wait upon the Lord shall mount the wings of an eagle." And when we mount those wings of an eagle, we should be able to soar above the troubles of this world, because we have our faith in a power that's greater than ourselves. We have our faith in someone who we trust and believe that can work any given situation out in life. So today, my brothers and sisters, as you go through life and you experience the hardship, the trials, and the tribulation, continue to depend upon the Lord. Continue to rely upon him. Continue to put your trust in him. And I guarantee you, my brothers and sisters, everything will be all right. It doesn't make the problem go away. It doesn't make the situation go away. But what it does, though, it makes it easier for us to deal with. You see, my brothers and sisters, remember when the children of Israel, they were free from bondage, and they got to the Red Sea. At that moment in time, they turned to Moses, and they say, "Moses, why have you brought us out here to die?" Because Pharaoh's army was closing in fast. But see, Moses knew a man. Moses knew somebody that, even though it may look like this, that's not the way it is. So I come to encourage you to depend upon that man that can change any given situation. Just like he parted the Red Sea, where the children of Israel were able to go to the other side, he will make a bridge for you in a time of trouble. He is a way maker, a problem solver, and a heart fixer. I come to encourage you today just to continue to lean upon the Lord. God is my all in all. God is my everything. God is my rock in a weary land. How many of you know that this morning? How many of you want to give God some praise this morning? How many of you just want to say, "Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done"? You look beyond my faults. You look beyond my trials and my tribulation. You look beyond my mistakes, and you still provided for me. So I just want to give God praise this morning. You see, my brothers and sisters, we worry about too much in life. It's time to just simply let go and let God. For remember, the scripture says that if you have as much faith as the grain of a mustard seed. Y'all know what I'm talking about? All you got to do is just have faith. And in the words of Paul, continue to fight the good fight of faith. And everything will be all right. You see, my brothers and sisters, we need to detach ourselves from the hustle and bustle of modern society. Take a moment to contemplate what matters to you and what matters to God. The birds, they keep flying and they singing and they're not worrying about what they're going to eat because God provided it for them. I just want to let you know that God will provide for you. So what are you going to do tonight before you go to sleep? You ought to give thanks to God and say, thank you, Lord, for being who you are. Thank you, Lord, for all that you blessed me with. Thank you, Lord, for keeping your arms of protection around me as I travel throughout the course of this day. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me from all hurt, harm, and danger. Thank you, Lord, for blessing my home. Thank you, Lord, for blessing my family. Thank you, Lord, for blessing my loved ones. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be a blessing unto somebody. I just want to thank him right now. How many of you feel like thanking the Lord right now? God is. God is. Oh, we just ought to give him praise. Because no matter how much you praise him, you will never be able to praise him enough. For remember, the scripture encourages us to praise him day in and day out. Remember, David said, praises will continuously come from my lips. Give God some glory, because truly he's worthy. So I just come to encourage you today, my brothers and sisters. Don't worry about nothing. Just trust in the Lord. Lean on him and depend upon him. And he will. Oh, yes, he will. He will make everything all right. What it looks like is not the way that it actually is. And keep in mind this. We also depend upon too much of modern technology. Amen. You're looking at, we look at the weather app to see if it's going to rain or not. We look at this and we on Facebook and so much. But I just want to let you know, just turn to God and he will, yes, he will, show you the way. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. God is my all in all. God is my everything. God is. Give him some praise this morning. Just say, thank you, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. And Father God, we thank you for this inspirational moment. And Father God, we pray that the words that were said were not used to defile anybody or hinder anyone from being about your business, but they were used to help edify and continue to build up your kingdom. Oh, Father God, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we come with thanksgiving embedded up in our heart, thanking you for being who you are and thanking you for being all that you are. And thank you, oh, Heavenly Father, for loving us so much that you gave us your only begotten Son. Oh, Father God, we give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
just a release. Of the pain to hear.
want to encourage you today that no matter what you're going through, God is a healer. You have to encourage yourself. You have to speak life to yourself. You have to tell yourself, I shall not die. Tell yourself, after this storm, I will be made whole. You can be made whole. No matter what it looks like, no matter how hard it is, say to yourself, He is my healer.
Conqueror, you're gonna make it. Hold your head up.
stick your chest out. You're gonna make it. Live.